In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You pray for the hungry, and then you feed them. That's how prayer works. This quote from Pope Francis probably sums up how a lot of us think about prayer, because we see prayer and action as going hand in hand. We pray for a sick friend, but then we also visit the hospital or we check in with them. We pray for the hungry, and those are without homes. And then we support our church outreach programs. We pray for peace and justice. And then we vote. We contact our representatives, and we strive to be peacemakers and just in what we do. But what about the prayers we offer, where there's seemingly nothing we can do to help? Maybe it's prayers for someone on the other side of the world, affected by tragedy. Maybe it's for outcomes that are in someone else's hands. Maybe it's for a problem that seems insurmountable. When we're unsure of how we can help, probably many of us still pray as those people or situations come to mind. But how do we understand those prayers? That is, prayers we don't know how to follow up with action. In our reading from Acts today, the disciples were in a somewhat similar situation. Their prayer was to finally see the kingdom of God that Jesus had been talking about. But looking at their situation, the turmoil in Jerusalem since the Passover, people still suffering under Roman rule, which hadn't changed with the resurrection, they probably saw these problems as ones that they didn't know how to respond to. So they say to Jesus, "When are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He tells them it's not for them to know, but assures them that the Holy Spirit will come to them and they will do great things. And then with that, he ascends to heaven. The text says that they're left standing there, gaping upward, perhaps still with the same question, but now even more confused about how it will all come into fruition. In asking Jesus when he would restore the kingdom to Israel, the disciples were looking to him to fix things and bring about God's promises. What they didn't realize was that Jesus had already established the kingdom, not as a sovereign nation, but in them and in the hearts of his followers. While they were looking to heaven to bring about God's kingdom on earth, heaven was looking to them. At the time, they couldn't see that God was going to work through them to answer their prayers. But later in the book of Acts, it tells of the signs and wonders they performed after the ascension, and of the many people who came to follow Christ through them. The disciples would be part of bringing God's kingdom into being on earth. They just didn't know it yet. Like the disciples, we might look at the things we pray for and wonder how we could possibly be part of the answer. Like them, we might be looking to Jesus or to heaven asking for help, asking God to be with someone, asking God to do something. But what we know of God's interaction in our world is that most often God works through people. God hears our prayers and then acts through those who listen. Sometimes it's through us, and sometimes it's through others. Sometimes the answer to our prayer may be different than what we actually pray for. We can think here of the disciples asking for the restoration of Israel, when God's kingdom was meant to be for all people. Some of our prayers may not be answered because those through whom God wants to work aren't listening. And sometimes we may not even see or know the ways in which our prayers have been or will be answered. So we pray, and we listen, and we act, because God may be working through us or someone else, and we just don't know it yet. As I think about it, I know that I have had experiences of praying for someone and never knowing what happened to them. But I've also prayed for people and have been surprised to find out down the road that things worked out for them. I've even had experiences of finding out that God had been working through me to answer a prayer, though I was unaware at the time. There is a mystery to prayer, but it shouldn't mean that we don't pray. By praying, we help ourselves listen to what God wants to do, and we find out what our role is. And sometimes, the action that we're called to will be prayer itself, which should not be discounted. Prayer makes a difference, and we can trust that our prayers are working in ways that we can't even comprehend. As we learn from the disciples, the point of prayer and expressing our concerns for the world is not fixating on the outcome. As Jesus reminds them, there's much we don't know about the when and how of God's activity. But we should fixate on listening. Every time we call out to heaven, we should listen for what heaven has to say back. This is how we discern what our role is, even if we don't fully understand how our actions fit into the grand scheme of God's plans. Pray for the hungry and feed them. But even if you don't see what you can do to change the thing that you pray for, pray anyway and with as much conviction. Amen.